Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kesha says she almost died after she had complications freezing her eggs. This is so scary. So weeks after the fertility treatment, Kesha said she felt weak and she was struggling to walk. She did this performance during a New Year's Eve show in the Bahamas. And so she goes in to get checked out, and doctors say that she was suffering from this really rare and very serious complication called CVID. It's an immune system disorder that causes you to have low levels of the proteins that help fight infections. She spent 9 days in the hospital because of this, and it took her months afterwards to recover. She says she's starting to feel better now, and she's actually happy that she took her reproductive health in her own hands.
It sounds like this is something like it's like a one in a million chance. It's like, you know how they always list off and you sign, when you're signing those documents before you do any kind of surgery, and it's, the odds are slim that any of that stuff happens, but obviously it does happen to somebody because there's a reason why they list it off. They make you sign all those documents before you proceed.
Yeah, and I'm glad she's sharing her truth and her experience, but also it does tend, I think, sometimes to it adds to like a little bit panic. Like you're not hearing about the 2 million procedures that went along great and changed people's lives forever.
Yeah, she said this isn't to deter anybody from doing this. Like, I think she recognizes that this is a rare case. But yeah, she said she's still glad that she went through with it.
Yeah, and I mean, she's recovered fine. So even if it does happen to you, not saying that like the worst case scenario couldn't have happened. So I think it's important for people, for someone as public as Kesha to speak up, because I think sometimes women think, well, if I don't want to have kids until I'm XYZ age, I'll just freeze my eggs and it's super easy. Mm-hmm. For some people it is, and obviously for some people it's not.
Look, the human body is pretty complicated. So it's not, what's going to work for one is not going to work for the other.
I mean, on a much, much, much smaller scale, I was very honest when I came on here and told everybody about the HSG test that you have to take when you're going through infertility and stuff. And that's like, they shoot this dye through your tubes to make sure there's no blockage or whatever. And they're like, oh, you'll have mild cramping. I levitated off of that table. It was so painful. And granted, it's like, it's not for long, but then in the phone lines lit up because of women who experienced the same thing. Like, yes, we were told it was going to be this, but I was blown away by how painful it was. And I just feel like you got to be honest about that stuff. For me, when it comes to medical procedures, don't sugarcoat it. Like, I need to be properly and mentally prepared for what I'm about to go through.
I'd rather you tell me the other side. I'd rather you tell me how awful this potentially can be, so I'm bracing for that. So even if it's remotely, like, painful, I was expecting the worst.
Well, this is a problem for women across, like, all health fields in medicine. They just don't tell you about the pain. There's that. There's IUDs. When you get those put in, it can be very painful. Some women have almost fainted, but they're like, you'll feel a small pinch.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. The same with taking a sample of the cervix. We learned it's like a hole punch. They hole punch your cervix and give you absolutely no pain relief. And they're like, you'll just feel a pinch. And they're lying to our faces. So I feel so bad when you're a woman going into a medical procedure, you don't actually know what to expect.
Amy Schumer does a couple of minutes in this in her new stand-up where she's talking about how women are treated differently than guys are when it comes to anything in the medical field. Like, most men are the ones that are performing these kind of surgeries, and they're very complicated, and in a lot of cases, they don't know exactly what to do. But if a dude goes in there and says, like, hey, I'm having a problem with my penis, then there's a pill for that.
Yeah.
No problem. Guy needs help. Doctors are there to help. Woman needs help. They're a little bit more confused.
Although there's at least one doctor, and don't get me wrong, this is high medical malpractice. I do not endorse this at all. But he does, what is it when you get the snip?
Vasectomies.
And he's doing one, and about halfway through the procedure, the guy is retelling this. So the doctor like peeks up over the curtain and is like, do you really feel like you should be doing this? Shouldn't your wife have to do this?
And the
guy in the chair getting the procedure done goes, no, man, this is a really quick, easy procedure for me. Like, it's going to be one and done. Why would I put that stress on my wife? Mm-hmm. That would be much more complicated. We're equal partners, like something like that. And he goes, the doctor goes, good answer. This is when the medication wears off for most men, but for you, it's going to keep going.
So if
the man in the seat would be like, yeah, my wife should have done this. This is BS. The medication just happens to wear off halfway through the procedure. I told you it's malpractice, but I got to say, there are some times men get the short end of the stick. Okay. That stopped the conversation.
Glad I got mine done already. But I do know what the right answer is now.
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.